it doesn't give confidence to the citizens of Zimbabwe when we have the Fetsi family and the other top people who are supposed to see the better arrangement for the health sector, then shunning their own institutions, shunning their own people that they train to take care of the health of the people, going out, what does it mean, the people, the ordinary people? It doesn't give confidence. And I think, again, it's a waste of people's money, taxpayers' money, because they are not free playing with their own money. That's taxpayers' money, obviously. It's not a good thing to do.
So now, what will it take for Zimbabwe to revive the health sector?
The totality of the economy is down in Zimbabwe, but the hospital, to some extent, are functioning with the extent that Bona should have given birth here in Zimbabwe, taken care by our midwives here in Zimbabwe. We do have facilities that can actually take care of it. And what we are trying to say is that if a father shuns the food or the services that is in his own household, what then will become of your children? It's not good, but obviously we need to see everything, the whole of the health institution, the health sector being brought up, giving its priority in terms of making sure that the health of the people are put first.